Welcome to the first episode of Skinwalker Debrief. I'm your host, TJ Allard, and I am joined by Jason McClellan and Maureen Ellsbury. We are going to dissect each and every episode of The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch on History Network. So this week, we can just jump right into it. And I think that's the way to go because long intros kind of get boring after a while. So let's go right into episode one. And I want to know, what do you guys think?
Go for it, Maureen.
All right. So far, I think we're, you know, at the very basic stage of setup, but we can see something that's very unusual for any of us who have done a lot of research on Skinwalker Ranch in the past. This is, you know, a lot of our white whale, so to speak. And there's so much more money injected into this in terms of investigation equipment. And we're able to see that setup here right now. So I think, in terms of this first episode, it was more a setup for me to see. I'm excited to see what they capture later. And there's a couple interesting things that were captured in this first episode that I'm assuming we're going to see a lot more of later. The lights on the hill and other strange recordings and readings. So I'm intrigued at this point.
Nice. Jason, what do you think?
Intrigued is definitely a good way to phrase it. I am super intrigued by it. The first episode is, I think, what it should be, and that is a general introduction. And I think that's good for both people who are new to Skinwalker Ranch and for people who are familiar with Skinwalker Ranch, not knowing this new team that's in place at the ranch, you know, getting introduced to Brandon, the new owner of the ranch, and kind of getting that introduction to this team that he's put in place to investigate the ranch. So that was fun, kind of getting a taste of the different personalities. I know that we just started getting that taste of these personalities that are on the ranch. And that was the most fun for me to watch, just sort of trying to get to know and assess some of the personalities on this show.
I mean, the guys they're all just great guys. I mean, I think that you'll get to see that as the show goes on. And I should preface a lot of the stuff I'm going to say, like I can't give away secrets or spoilers and any of that stuff. You know, and it's going to be one of the hardest parts about talking about it. You know, you want to tell everybody what's going to happen, but you just, you know, tune in, you have to watch the show, and then you can write in with your questions, send them to us on Twitter or you can email them either way. I think we'll have the email address and the Twitter handle. We can put them up or something, you know, send them, keep on blasting it out on Twitter. I did it today and people are already saying, oh man, when is it going to drop? You know, so I think we should get some interesting people, feedback from others that we can kind of go off of. And we want your questions. I mean, these two, I mean, I love doing this. I'm really happy that I get to do the show with Jason and Maureen because, you know, you guys, you know, a lot more about the community at large than I do. And I think it's kind of a good combination. I can give you guys some perspective of what it was like getting there and how it all happened. And then, you know, talk about the process and where things are going. And then you guys can, you know, give me more of the, well, this has already been done, or this is, you know, this already happened, and the stuff that I don't know that I don't know. plus I'm really curious to see what other viewers are going to chime in with. I think it's gonna be exciting. At least for me anyway.
I think this is such a unique project because I don't think people are yet, if they haven't really heard of Skinwalker Ranch, grasp the entire amount of paranormal stuff that has been captured here. And it may sound totally fantastical and like, there's no way this could be real. And what are these people talking about? But this is stuff that's been reported for generations, like you cover on the show. There's been a lot of credible people who have seen and experienced things and strange things that are very hard to grasp. And I'm a very skeptical person by nature. You know, we've always, Jason and I both have been called Scully and Scully, but more in the, I want to believe things. So Skinwalker Ranch is one of those things where it's like, even I feel like there's enough credible people that have seen these weird things that there has to be something there, but I don't know what it is. So it's always interesting to see new people investigating and sort of experimenting with that, whatever the heck's going on.
What do you guys, what was the first surprising thing? Was there anything that we were already surprised with or caught you off guard in terms of like either the cast or the location or any of the, did anything stand out to you in particular that really caught your eye? Or is it just kind of like what you're expecting so far, I should say? I don't know if either of you have been there.
I was surprised by the, I guess when I saw the scientist, you know, I wasn't aware that, that Travis was on the show. So I was kind of surprised to see him involved in the project. That certainly was my surprise from the first episode.
In fact, I messaged Jason this morning and I said, I didn't know this Travis Taylor guy was on here because I had met him at AlienCon.
AlienCon.
Yeah. This last year. And was having drinks talking to him, but I only knew him from Ancient Aliens. I didn't realize he was doing this project. I missed that panel. I'm so sorry.
No, I mean, I think he just brings so much weight to it. I mean, he's, you know, they're going to use a scientific method. I mean, this is how it works. It's, there was a great quote, Eric. So Eric Bard, I love Eric. Eric is one of the greatest people I've ever met and talked to. And he really finds ways to break things down for you. If you don't have a physics brain, he can really still break things out for you. And the quote he always would say to me was something like, you know, any sufficiently motivated high schooler could do what I do. It just takes a lot of dedication. And, you know, it's true. He's a specialist in certain things, but he's, I mean, he's just such a good guy. And he said something that is kind of stuck with everyone and kind of speaks to what the show's about, which is, you know, he hopes that any of the research that they do, what they hope to accomplish is to produce results that can help others with their research. And that's kind of what they're trying to do, is kind of bring in as much data as possible, you know, and hopefully this is something that others can latch onto and also take further and do more with. And I think that's great. The transparency, the level of transparency you'll see here is a lot different than it's ever been associated with the ranch. And I mean, Brandon's been very, very, you know, adamant about like, we need to take people on the journey with us. You know, this is a great opportunity for people to go on a journey they wouldn't be able to normally go on. And, you know, he's willing to spend his money and, you know, kind of open the doors for people and get rid of the mystery and just say, hey, I don't know what things are. We're figuring it out. And if you have ideas or, you know, stuff, you know, it's once the data goes out or once people start talking about it, he wants people to contribute, you know?
God, for crazy billionaires, you know, yeah. I mean, and crazy in the best sense. We love crazy. We love people who embrace the weird because that's what we do. And I love Bob Bigelow. I really do. But, you know, with Brandon, I think we're going to get a lot more out of the investigation of the spending the money on this sort of research than we got with Robert Bigelow. So,
yeah. And he did say anything he put out, you know, was going to be peer reviewed once then they present it to the public, which is obviously very good because you don't want all this sort of half knowledge getting pushed out to the public without having it being sort of scientifically reviewed. So I think that's a really great method to do it at. And it's awesome to hear that he's so open to sort of providing us a better glimpse of the mysteries of the ranch in the area. So that's pretty exciting, I think, for some of us who have been itching to learn more for the last 12 years or so, however long.
I mean, to be blunt, Brandon doesn't fuck around. I mean, and he doesn't fail. Like the guy, he will succeed at, you know, he said he's going to do this. He's going to do this. And he's going to make, like, he's a man of his word. From my experience, I mean, all these guys are. And it's what kind of really drew me to this. I mean, it wasn't the crazy. It was like, these guys were really serious, dedicated and motivated to get these things done and really try to find answers and get away from the woo woo, the, you know, just blaming everything on magic. It's like, no, I mean, we understand. It could be just the unknown. And, what was it? Arthur C. Clarke's, one of his laws, right? The, no sufficiently advanced species or something. No, high-tech species is indistinguishable from magic. And I just destroyed that quote and people are going to kill me for it. I've been saying it all day. I was practicing. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I mean, Travis was very big into, you know, one of his interviews, he was kind of pointing out like, look, just because we don't know what it is, doesn't necessarily mean it's magic. Maybe it's just science that we don't know yet. And I love that they're taking that approach to it as opposed to, I don't want to say that. I don't want to, as opposed to just jumping to conclusions. Therefore, aliens.
Yeah, we're not. We can't badmouth other shows on this show.
No, absolutely not.
History shows, but no, it's really heartening to hear that. I mean, I'm so happy to hear you say that that they're that serious about taking this kind of approach with the show, because that's what we all want, right? So it's very good to hear.
I mean, this is definitely the first. It's groundbreaking to me. I mean, I'm really excited that I got to be a part of making this happen and getting it to network. And I mean, to their credit, Prometheus has done an incredible job with it. I mean, Kevin Burns is the man. Like, he knew exactly how to present this stuff, and he's like, yep, I know what I'm doing. I got it. And he took it to the, you know, to the right place, brought in Travis, and Travis is like the skeptic when you get there, you know, first starts off in the show kind of like, rolls his eyes a lot. And then he, you know, as you see, it's like, oh, I was there for 1 hour and I already found stuff I can't explain. So, you know, keep watching and see where that goes.
TJ, how much can you talk about how this show came to be, the origin of The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch?
Sure. Well, I mean, I can be pretty open about it. I mean, it was so one day there was this idea. So I work with a buddy of mine, Joel Patterson, and Brooke Balick. And the three of us are, you know, primarily doing development for Joel's company, Letter 10. And so we were kicking around ideas a lot. And you know, we've talked to you guys before, way before stuff. You know, just trying to come up with ideas. And it was always like any idea you pitched to networks regarding UFOs or anything like that, or the unknown, it was always like, yeah, that's good, but it's not Area 51. Oh, but it's not Skinwalker Ranch, but it's not. And you're like, eventually it was kind of, you know, it's like, screw this, I'm throwing down. Challenge accepted. And it was like, well, all right, everyone talks about Skinwalker Ranch. Let's see, you know, let's see what we can do. And I spent the better part of a year just tracking the people down and finding out who the owner was. I mean, it took forever. And then Tom Winterton, Tom is awesome. I probably have, no exaggeration, at least 1,200 text messages between us over the course of a year, at least that many. You know, Tom and his wife, I mean, I got to know them really well. And Tom always downplays his role. And he was always telling me, like, you know, I'm just kind of the janitor. I'm just kind of the gatekeeper. You know, I don't really, you know, what I do really doesn't have much to do with anything. But he was obviously lying to kind of try to throw me off to see if, oh, are these guys going to keep chasing me? And then after a while, Tom started to trust me. And, you know, we developed a great relationship. And then I got passed along to Jim. And I love Jim Morris. And Jim is the man. Jim has the biggest heart of anyone. And he and I then spent another, 4 or 5 months just talking to just kind of make sure you have the right intentions with the ranch. These guys treat it very seriously. And there's no screwing around. Like, you have to have the right intentions. If you're there to try to exploit things, or, you know, they don't want you there. And it took a long time to, you know, gain Jim's trust. Now my son calls him Uncle Jim. He knows my son. Like, you know, he saw him on TV for the first time and he's like, oh, is that Jim? Like, yeah, that's Jim. You know, he knew his voice, which was really funny. And then, you know, after a while, it was just, I started having these really brief calls with Brandon, and who I used to call, I was telling you before, we used to call him Poe, and Poe stood for property owner. Because it was kind of like, you know, it's so super secretive. No one can know his name. And so he had a code name. And so anytime we speak, it's like, well, you know, are they listening to us? Are people listening in? We better make sure we say his name in case they got our phones bugged or something. You know, because everyone's thinking Skinwalker Ranch, and there's a lot of, you know, all the legends about stuff and the military aspect. So, and then it took another few months with Brandon. And I mean, I'm talking phone calls at 3 a.m. for like 3.5 minutes or 4 minutes on the phone with him, because the guy is so busy. I mean, he is just a nonstop workaholic, and he gets shit done. And eventually they're like, yeah, why don't you guys come out? And so Joel and I ended up going out. And now Joel knows how to put, you know, Joel's been really successful with television development. He created Counting Cars. And so it was, do the legwork, Let's get in, get them to trust us, and then show them like, hey, this is legit. We're not trying to just make some, you know, two-bit show or fly-by-night show or anything like that. We want to do it seriously. You know, the pitch was, a paranormal Oak Island. That was kind of the idea we were going for, to set up in one location for a long period of time and study things with anything that could measure something, any tool, any device that could measure anything, put it out there and just let it go for months and months and months, and then just examine the data, observational science. And Brandon, he was like, well, that's kind of what we're doing. It's like, yes. So, and then eventually, you know, we went out there and I went out there a number of times and had some crazy freaking experiences. Some crazy stuff. And we'll have to get into that later as the show goes on. And
yes,
shall. Okay. Wait, what? Are those voices still in my? No. It was a very long process, and and it was well worth it. And they were super protective of that place, and rightfully so. And it was a family. I mean, those guys are like a family. And then, you know, once you get into the inner sanctum, and it's like, then you start talking with Eric and your mind just goes, and he's like, okay, let me pick up the mush and let me explain this to you very simply, how these things are working. So, once we were out there and we shot some stuff with them, there's that whole debate about the people are saying, oh, you guys weren't the first, the crew out there, or whatever, the first people to film. And I mean, technically, yes, we were the first television crew to shoot footage on the ranch and take footage that actually still worked off of the ranch, because I guess others have tried, and anytime they would leave, stuff would get erased, stuff wouldn't work. I mean, you hear this and you're like, really? And then you witness it and you're like, oh my God, man. Okay. I don't know how to explain it, but it was ours was kind of parallel with Jeremy Corbell's documentary. And so we were completely, we had nothing to do with each other. And those guys, Jeremy and George, like, I mean, the Trailblazers, like they really, they've done so much work with this place, and kind of started prying that door open and like, hey, let's get some eyeballs. And Jeremy was kind of like, right, we were right place, right time. He was just doing the historical aspect and kind of like cracking the door open to the new stuff. And then all the new stuff floods through with the show, the Secret of Skinwalker Ranch show. So it was a great experience and an awesome journey. And we're still going, man. It's going to be, hopefully this goes on for a while. Like I just rambled on for a while. Sorry.
I asked a question. You gave an answer. It was
great. I kept on going, man.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it keeps going, because that means that stuff's still happening. And wow. I mean, obviously the whole goal is to figure out the answer of what could be causing this. But in the grand scheme of things, if all of a sudden we figured out the cause and everything stopped, how would people feel about that? I don't know, because you go on, you already know that a lot of the stuff can be very hostile and violent, but there's a lot of other weird stuff that is just mundane that occurs too. So, do we answer it all and then it shuts down, or do we get to keep going and keep exploring deeper? So that's, I hope it keeps going too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm as of right now, this show, this first episode, I really liked. I mean, I thought it came out great. I thought we did an awesome job with it. I mean, Prometheus did a great job putting that thing together. And, they really are, I think they got the tone of it down to a point where I think it's going to start getting in a groove and you're going to see the stories unfold a little bit more. But this first episode, I think we had mentioned, it's the backstory had to get out there. You had to kind of bring everyone else up to speed. And now instead of telling you what's happening, you get to kind of see and learn as you go along. Like you'll get to experience it with everyone. So that's kind of that's really cool. I think people are going to enjoy those, that aspect of it.
I mean, I'm already seeing tie-ins to, you mentioned Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp's documentary, and then George Knapp and Calm Kelleher's book, The Hunt for Skinwalker, that was 2005. That there's tie-ins to experience that your crew is having now to what happened to the previous generations on the ranch in very similar ways that you can see already in the first episode. So it's just interesting to be able to dissect those patterns as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I have never met, Jeremy or George. I don't know either of them personally. I mean, great guys from everything I've heard. So but I just never had the pleasure of meeting them, but I got to give it to them. And everyone who's out there, like, I've spent enough time out there and I'm good. I'm good. And I keep telling people, like, I know that you want to go, but it's not something to play around with. I mean, besides the fact that there's security, you know, dragons out there. Like, I mean, these guys are out there. It's not just for the show. They're literally out there. I mean, it's not, you know, Caleb. Caleb's awesome. I mean, this dude's got gut, like the biggest arms. It's like, you know, I remember driving around with him in the field and like getting lost. And you're like, you know, are we going to fall in the water? And, you know, you're driving those little vehicles. I don't even remember the names of them, but you know, those guys are out there, they're patrolling stuff. And people think, oh, I'm going to go and have an experience. And it's, you know, there's not to mention, you know, there's the danger of you're on private property and these guys have guns. So don't do that. And then there's the unknown aspect of it. And then, you know, there are experiments, there's things going on. And you step on the, you know, you go out there and there's millions of dollars of equipment and studies happening. Like, and all of a sudden you taint the data. That could be 2 or 3 months of data now just completely tainted because somebody just went and had to have a little peek inside and think that they were going to see something.
It sounds like you're saying that kind of from accidental personal experience. Did you trip a wire?
I know nothing. No comment. There's a lot of stuff I want to talk about. And I think as the show goes on, I'll get to give you guys more insight into, you know, my experiences and stuff that have happened. But, you know,
And we'll implement a rule where we've got to get more drinks in you and see what we can get to spill out.
Awesome. I am all about it. No, this is great.
Something I'm really hoping that happens, and I know we're at the very beginning of this series, right? Just seen one episode, but I'm hoping for more character development because, like we already mentioned, there are interesting characters there on the ranch, and you mentioned Dragon. And something I thought watching this when we were seeing Dragon in this first episode is he's their head of security, yet he's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. You know, when he's talking to Brandon, he's going through a lot of technical aspects of things they want to do. And in my mind, when I'm watching that, I'm saying, why is their head of security going through a lot of this stuff with experiments they plan to do and the technical aspects? And I hope this gets developed more, but, you know, explaining his sort of strong history with Brandon.
Yes.
And, you know, there's more of a relationship there than just a head of security.
Yeah, they go way back and he is, you know, they're really close. And, yeah. You know, Dragon really wants to make sure, you know, he's got Brandon's back. I mean, he's trying to protect everybody that's there at the same time. And he also wants to make sure that, like, yeah, Brandon doesn't want you to do that because that's what he's told me. Or maybe he does want you to do that, but you need to ask him. But he, as of right now, I got to put my foot down. This can't happen. And you know what you saw in the episode, like that happens. I mean, that's exactly what it is. You know, Dragon's, you know, he's got a lot of responsibilities out there, man. It's like, you know, people look at it like, oh, you know, why is he the head of security doing this, that, and the other, talking about the science stuff? Well, because think of that. If you're going to do some kind of experiment, you might not know all the potential dangers that you're going to hit. So you need someone there like that, that's going to tell you, well, you can't do that because ABC, you know, like, don't be stupid, you moron. Like, you know.
So. And it makes sense. It's so valuable to have. But at the same time, I already love Jim because Jim has a reaction that I would have. Like, they say don't dig because stuff happens. Jim says, I want to dig because stuff happens.
Yeah. And I think that Dragon was getting a lot of flack on that for Twitter for sure, because everyone's like, why is the head of security saying don't dig? And that's what they're there to do, is find out this stuff. But sure. He's not crazy. And like you kind of mentioned within this episode, that this is not like just them saying something's happened to them. This has been told to every property owner and far back into history, that they've always said, do not dig on that property. It's not totally shocking. And I know George Knapp, when the first day he was at the ranch, they told him that he wasn't supposed to dig, but that, you know, new people are something that enacts activity on the ranch. And so they took out a digger and made a lot of noise and things. And you know what, for the rest of us, obviously, like, we're not there to worry about the health and safety of the people doing the digging. So, or when I say we, I guess, you know, Twitter and everything else. So it's a little easier for you to say dig. I'm in the same boat. I'm like, let's dig. But I yeah. totally get it. Why?
I thought it was funny. They're like, yeah, they're like, okay, you know, well, who's going to dig? I don't know. Let's get some volunteers. Like,
that's a good question. Let's get volunteers.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Travis Taylor didn't volunteer to dig. He was just like, oh, somebody else.
Right? I mean, volunteer. Think of that. Like, I'll think volunteer. Of that reaction. Yeah, I know out there millions of people would volunteer. I mean, so, but it was like, you know, he didn't jump at the opportunity to dig. You're like, why is that?
Yeah.
You know, but it's.
Well, they just told him about poor right? Thomas's goose egg. I mean, right after hearing that, be all, I don't know if I want to be the one digging.
Yeah. But.
So what did you guys think? So when you saw that, you know, Tom's injury, I mean, it's kind of, to me, like when I started hearing about this, you know, poor Tom, like such a great guy, man. And it's like, to get him to open up about stuff like that's really hard. And I mean, when it showed up on, you know, on screen, it's like, wow. You know, he really wants to get some answers. I mean, he's willing to share such a, you know, big part of his life, something that seriously hurt him, really happened to him. So, I mean, what did you guys think, like speculating as to injury and how it could have happened? What are your, I want to hear theories. I'm curious to hear what people think of what happened.
Oof.
Or maybe you don't have any.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's one of those things too, where there's so much radiation on the speculated beyond the property and things like that. Could it be? Something linked to that, could it, you know, could something have happened where somehow he didn't realize that he hit his head in a certain way and got a concussion and something, you know, that there was, but that would probably be detectable by doctors. So it, whatever this anomalous thing is, it's so hard. I have so little information on it. For me to form an opinion wouldn't be fair, I feel like. So I don't know. Mystery for me right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely something when you see it, you go, huh, that's interesting, right. You know, because when they, the way it's presented on the show, it does seem to be a true mystery.
Right. Tom, you know, he opened up, he really did. He opened up and shared a story with us and, you know, it was really brave of him. I mean, yeah. For him to come out and do that. And I mean, there's going to be a lot more coming, you know, to see, I'm really excited for people to kind of take the journey with everyone. They're going to love it. I mean,
yeah.
Well, I can't say that, you know, I'm hoping they're going to love it. I just feel like everyone needs to see what's going on there.
So I have a question on a film choice, a scene choice. Ooh. And it was our cliffhanger. And, you know, of course, then I found out I was not the only person that thought this because Twitter is filled with memes, but I immediately thought, I wonder, did he think Pulp Fiction when he was doing this scene? And then everyone apparently did.
Well, what about, like, personally, when this all happened, my first thing was, what's in the box? You know, Brad Pitt from Seven, what's in the box? but yeah, I mean, there's a, oh, I can't wait for people to see this.
I got texts from people today saying, hey, I just watched Skinwalker. Do you know what's in the box?
yes, it's. I think people are going to love it. Like, I mean, I think it's a testament to what's going on. Like, they're, yeah, I'd love to be able to. Next week, we'll get to talk about that. And I think people are going to, you know, be surprised. And you know, even Travis was friggin' surprised. He's like, what the hell's in the box, man? what's that? He was looking at him like, seriously? So.
And based on
should
the,
we make some little guesses of what's
yeah,
in the
please.
Box?
Ooh, yeah, please. Yes,
yes. You brought it up, Maureen. You get to go.
Yes. I mean, obviously, I can't tell you anything, but yeah, please. What do you think?
Oh, no.
Let's see if you're right.
I spoke too soon. Oh, now I have to think about it. Jason, you go ahead.
some nice vintage fire water.
Marcellus Wallace's soul?
Yeah. That's the soul. What if it was just a super big tie into Pulp Fiction and that was answering the entire movie?
Poof, everyone's mind explodes. Job here is done. No, it's, it's something they needed to protect, you know, something they needed to keep.
So I would say something either an anomalous, I could talk well, object, a metal of some sort, a cast of some sort of animal that doesn't make sense, or some sort of bomb or military item. I don't know.
thought that too, but also seeing it in a plastic Pelican case, you know, that kind of ruled that out for me. I think they would have it in something it's more sturdy. Pelican cases are pretty badass.
I mean, that's the only thing I could randomly guess off the top of my head that would elicit shock from first seeing it. Or it's at the head of an alien. I'm kidding. Definitely not that.
At this point in the show, TJ's mic inexplicably stopped working. It took us a while, but we eventually got it working again. So now, back to the show. There you go. Yep.
Wow, that was...
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so I got to tell you, as you're guessing stuff, and maybe it was the way to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
It's not my reactions. I'm not kidding. Like, so this is plugged in, hardwired, and with battery backup, and it's USB connected. Huh. There's no reason. And you saw me. I talk with my hands. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
That was very strange, man. It was someone trying to be like, shut up. Don't talk.
I really hope we have a lot of these technical problems during this podcast because it will be very good for our podcast.
Yeah.
Conspiracies.
Spin a little conspiracy into this.
Yes.
You know, I was expecting people to start that online, and luckily we haven't had any of that stuff hit yet. You know, I mean, people are – I actually – the whole stuff about it being fake and all that, like, that really bothers me. It's, you know, people are going to judge it right away one way or another. And I think some really bad reality TV over the years has jaded people. And I'm calling it reality as opposed to unscripted. But I mean, this is unscripted. This is nonfiction, unscripted television. And this, I mean, it's legit. There's no faking anything. There's no reason to. There's enough evidence over all these years. I mean, it's the real thing. And there's no sensationalizing anything. Like, the stuff you're going to, you know, the stuff that you see, I mean, you saw the first scene. So like it opens with Travis running across the field to see a dead cow. Like, you're not going to fake a dead cow because PETA would be on your ass like crazy. Like, you know, it's that's crazy talk, you know, but I think people are, I don't know what they're thinking of that, but I mean, no one's killing animals. We're not killing, you know, it's like, it's not fake. There's no, you don't need to fake anything. And I think, you know, it bothers people because these guys are not trying to look. They were, so in that long period of time that I was trying to get, you know, get on the ranch and kind of, you know, become friends and befriending these guys, this was not like a, like an easy sell or anything like that. Like, there was a lot of convincing and explaining to them, like, we don't want to make this another reality TV show. This is not what we're trying to do here. We're trying to let you guys, you know, tell your story, like, let you guys show us what is really happening. And there's no, you know, there's no, no reason to kind of script things or put stuff together. And, you know, they were apprehensive because of fear. You know, part of it is, like, I think Eric says it in that roundtable, you know, maybe we're not supposed to know this stuff. Maybe we're not supposed to be doing this. You know, what gives us the right to think we're the ones who are supposed to do this? You know, it's and they were not all like, yeah. And, you know, I mean, you guys saw the live stream, right? The other night, right beforehand. And, you know, immediately people are freaking going nuts. Obviously, oh my God, there's a triangle. I mean, did you see the triangle at like 3 a.m?
See the triangle, no.
I was sleeping.
I went back after Jason had tweeted something about it, and I didn't know. And so I went back and I watched it, and luckily Tom came out and cleared it up. You know, it was headlights from one of the security, but it looked like, you know, a triangle object, you know, triangular shaped object. And you're thinking to yourself, come on, the first day, the first 12 hours. And so everyone's like, oh, they faked it. It's all fake. And, you know, I'm glad Tom came out and cleared it up for people. But I mean, there was a shooting star, but I mean, obviously, you know, shooting stars. I think though it's, I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that they're communicating with everyone and telling you what it is, as opposed to like, oh, yep, there was something there. We're not going to tell you though. You know, that seems to be the old way. And these guys want to tell you and address things head on.
Absolutely. So, that's some of the most important part of researching is ruling out the anomaly or the, you know, what it could be in order to capture the truly anomalous. And if you have a yes, everything is crazy and unknown, then the stuff that really is, you're like the boy that who cried wolf, you know, and a really big dire wolf in this case. It's a good that they're ruling this out, because otherwise people are just gonna, the general public will not know what to think.
Right. I mean, it's a good and bad time for this to, you know, happen. It's like, there's a lot of bad things happening in the world right now. And, you know, this is what this provides, is that, you know, that escape for an hour for people to kind of experience something else and stop thinking about all the, you know, the nonsense and the virus and all the stuff that's happening. It's, you know, it's a way for people to just look, this is something that we would never get to see. And how many times you wish, like, oh man, I wish I had this device or that device, and I go look for this and blah, blah, blah. Well, this guy's doing it and we're getting to see it, and he's sharing it with everybody. So, and I think right now it's, you know, it's kind of what we need to see and what people are longing for. Like, wow, there's really unknown stuff that people are looking into. So
Skinwalker Ranch might be a safer place than the real world right now, to be honest.
Yes.
It might be.
Yeah.
First episode was, to me, it was a great primer. I'm excited to see what we have in store. And from the teaser for next week, it looks like we're going to get more into the cattle mutilation, right?
We're getting into some stuff. Getting into some stuff.
I think that's a little peek of Linda Moulton Howe there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, well,
Linda Moulton Howe in an ambulance is what we saw for the teaser.
All right. So, you know,
that's normal life.
You're not spoiling anything with that. It's online.
I know. No. Exactly. I know the teasers were, and I'm like, you know, you can't talk too much into it because there could be scenes from other things, and you know, but I mean, you know who she is.
It's presented and teased to us like we're getting to that in the next episode.
Yeah. So. It's fair assumptions. I mean, there's and you know what she does. I mean, that's kind of her thing. It's not like the general public probably doesn't know that. I mean, people in the the community would know who she is.
And people who watch history know.
Right. Yep. Very true. I mean, this is I just want to tell you, blah, 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 blah. And oh my God. Cut my feed. And no, it's, you guys are going to,
but that's where they cut your mic.
You'll get to it eventually. Yeah. They cut your mic once. So don't worry. Right? You can't say anything. They won't allow.
See, I knew Brandon was still
poor, man.
No, yes. And I want them, you know, I think that this is going to kind of keep the interest going. You want to make sure that people, you bridge that downtime that people have. And if we're going to take questions from people, you know, instead of just listening to me ramble for, you know, 10 minutes at a time, it'd be nice to actually, you know, hear what other people are thinking. I mean, the good, the bad, you know, I really want to know what, how people are receiving it. And I'm really curious what the UFO community, and I call it the UFO community, but I feel like there's got to be a better name now for it.
The best name for it.
It's still the best name for it.
Yeah. I mean, you can get all these weird creative names, but then it just gets confusing. And then you have to preface it by saying, I'm talking about the UFO community. So right. It's just UFO community. Yes. We know what you're talking about.
No, you do. I just, one of the things going into this, you know, that was concerned with is, you know, presenting it in a way that's, people still think of it as like, oh, it's crazy. It's UFO. Oh, it must be crazy talk, you know? And that's why that it seems like there's a negative connotation to that, like to thinking UFO, the UFO community. People are like, oh, automatically, yep, I know what that means. Well, okay, well, you don't, because it's, you don't know what it is. By definition, you don't know what it is. And you just, you know, maybe this can help rebrand that idea if you kind of stick to the, with that title. But I mean, there are people on the fringes out there, man. I mean, you guys, you've met and talked to and seen, and you know, there are people that, yeah, there are people.
Yeah. I think like any community, you have the people that are very far out there, and then you have a lot of people who are super credible, and you have normal people, and you have, people that just vary in opinions, than you do. So
we live in a society.
We are far from normal. So
do you, I mean,
speak for yourself.
Right. You guys see, I mean, you've seen Travis. I mean, Travis, you know, very credible. And what did you think of Eric? Like, how did Eric come off to you guys?
he came off like a normal, intelligent person that knows what he's doing. That's kind of being a little quiet at the moment in terms
of
like,
exposure to him has been limited.
He's
and that's probably why he comes off super normal right now.
The scientists, I mean, they're hardcore scientists. I mean, they're really, they want facts and data, and don't give me that shit. Prove it.
I love you enough.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not, and I think, again, I'm just hoping it's people see that, and it's not, these guys aren't going to tolerate the nonsense. You know, they're not. I just want people to stay away from the freaking place. I don't want people doing anything stupid. You know, that's always, because if people still going out there, I'm not even going to say, you know what, there's things I don't want to say because you don't want to get people thinking about things.
See, that was my first thought when Travis talked about getting volunteers. Those idiots are the people you could say, hey, guess what? We won't call the cops, but come here and dig.
Come on. Shovel ready.
No, I mean, but that's...
You want to sneak on the ranch? Here you go. Yeah.
Right. That's been Skinwalker Ranch's problem forever. So there's always been people trying to sneak on and you know, or really trying to figure out how they can get on there. I know I've talked about wanting to camp in the area forever, but I'd never do it by methods of trespassing or anything. So it's like people need to be respectful, and also the reservation's right there. There's neighbors. It's just not a place to screw around. You're right. And so there's always going to be somebody that sees the show and goes and tries to do something stupid, but dragons there, so
yes. So here's a question for two of you. So I mean, you heard everything for years and years and years. Is do you think it's unique? Do you think Skinwalker is unique, or do you think there are more Skinwalker type places in the world?
I think there are more Skinwalker type places in the world. And in fact, I've been to other ranches that have had not as intense, but similar legends and experiences doing research there. So I believe there's hotspots all over the place, and what's causing them is the big mystery.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, it's I'm really curious to see what if other people start coming forward with that kind of stuff. You know, I was telling you guys before, or Jason in particular, you know, I would love if people listen and, you know, send in questions. I'd love to know, like, where else does this kind of stuff happen? Because it would be great to you know, you want to compare what has happened in these two places or three places or 10 places to see if it truly is unique and see where the overlap is. And a lot of people just kind of, everyone is so secretive with stuff and they hide things. And it's, you know, if you want the truth, the truth is out there. If you want the truth, you know, you got to be willing to say, hey, this is happening in my freaking backyard, man. Here's all my pictures, you know, come take a look. And so hopefully more people will start, you know, feeling more comfortable talking about it as opposed to like feeling like they're going to be judged or something.
Yeah. So, absolutely. No, there's a lot of connections that conspiracies over the years that they're all related to underground bases that are connected through tunnels, and there's various different areas. I mean, the obvious ones are Dulce, New Mexico. Yeah. There's talk of Bradshaw Ranch in Sedona. There's a bunch of other areas. So there's a lot of theories that there's something else going on that's connecting all of these places, and they're not separate entities. So it'd be interesting if people start coming forward, if there was a bigger picture that evolves around all these ideas, for sure.
I mean, I want to know what it takes to kind of get to the bottom of it. I mean, Brandon's going to do everything in his power that he, you know, to kind of get some answers. I hope there are other ones like him out there trying to do the same thing, whether it's on camera or not on camera. You just hope that there are other people out there kind of trying to get the answers instead of just making shit up and posting it on the internet.
And where should these people contact you?
Oh, me on Twitter. Yeah, all of us. Yeah, what's the, what is it? Skinwalker Pod?
Yeah, Skinwalker Pod is where people can reach out to us on Twitter. And then always contact at rogueplanet.tv. That email, you can shoot us anything, anytime. And we'll take a look at it.
If there's something happening in your backyard.
Yeah, right? Anything, seriously. Anything weird. We love all the weird. So feel free to reach out to us anytime. But questions specific to the Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, you know, definitely send those to us too. And we'll try to address as many as we can.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I hope people kind of take advantage of it. I mean, you two know, so you're such a wealth of information, and it's I appreciate you guys doing this with me and kind of helping get the word out and kind of keep the momentum going. I really want this to do well, and I want answers. I want people to see the answers that come out of this. So I'm pretty excited.
Oh yeah, man, me too.
But yeah, I mean, we're all on Twitter. I mean, we don't like. I mean, during the show, we should do something during the show next week, or not, because you're watching it.
Do that.
I mean,
it's after my bedtime.
Is it
with the not on the U.S. or the West Coast, Jason? It's like on at 7 p.m. Oh, maybe that is your bedtime.
I think it's on at 10. I don't know. I'll have to look. I think it's on at 10.
I think it's 10 East Coast, 7 p.m. West Coast.
Well, I know it was 10 Eastern, 9 Central. And you know, maybe it was on 10 o'clock.
I think it was.
I think it was.
I have my DVR set. I thought it was pretty late. So
okay, yeah. I'm wrong.
No, but I mean, the Twitter was crazy. The hashtags were crazy. I mean, it's, you know, there's always fun stuff happening on Twitter. Yeah,
good old Twitter.
And the cast gets on there too. I mean, they're out there. Yeah. You know, if you do the hashtag Skinwalker Ranch, I mean, you know, they may respond to you. I mean, people they did it all Tuesday night, so. It's they're out there. They're out there. They're listening always, which is why my mic. No, it just disappeared again. Anyway, now this is great. So, I mean, next week we'll do this again, right?
I mean, yeah. I'll be there.
Awesome. And then we'll, yeah. So submit stuff. Jason, what else? What else do you have to plug? Is there other stuff that you have coming up this week? That you should be.
That's it, man. All I mean, this show right here, you know, will be available on all of the normal podcast platforms. So look for that in the coming week. You can always find the show at rogueplanet.tv. That is Maureen and my website where we explore all the strange. We've got other shows as well. We've got a UFO podcast we do called Unknown. We've got a lot of weird things that we do. So rogueplanet.tv is the home for that.
Excellent. Awesome. And don't forget history, 10 o'clock, Tuesday night, episode 2. I think people are going to have a good time with it. Looking forward I can't wait to tell you.
Teasers. No,
I know. Right? We'll see. Let's see what I can see what we can do in the future. So
yeah,
you know, you don't want to say anything too soon. You gotta.
Yeah.
Get everything taken care of, cleared, and all that stuff. But no.
The suspense of the Pelican case is keeping people alive till Tuesday.
I got to tell Eric that he'll get a kick out of it. I mean, Eric doesn't, Eric won't ever respond to you on social media because he's not on social media. That's just Eric. He's too busy at the command center. And I'm not kidding. The dude lives there a lot. He's always there. So, you know, 4 in the morning. What are you doing? I'm at the ranch. I'm at the ranch constantly. So, but yeah, I'm, you guys are going to enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. I had one other thing I wanted to ask you guys. What, if anything, from the book that, I mean, I'm sure you both have read the book. If there's anything that you would want to see them do, like to prove, disprove, explore, what would it be?
Oh, that's tough.
Really?
You'll have to keep coming back to you during.
Yeah. I mean, there was some very, I don't want to say do any tests on animals, but there was always some weird things with like, bulls appearing and crammed in a trailer, but I don't want you to explore that. If you're putting animals at harm, I would say get more into the poltergeist activity inside some of the houses, because that's what really, started to affect the Sherman family a lot. And I'd like to see what's still going on in the homesteads personally.
Jason? Nothing?
No. No.
No. And the reason I asked that is because I was hoping you had something specific like that. And then you can say, I wanted to ask you how, because this is what I feel this could really help people. Like, if you have a lot of people telling ideas of what you could potentially study or look at, and then maybe they have a different way that they're thinking of studying it that maybe you don't think of, because, you know, I always say, like, you know, the person who's going to cure some crazy disease or whatever is somebody who knows nothing about it, but they don't know the constraints of what can and can't be done. And if you have people thinking like, oh, if you put a banana in here and this happens and now you cure cancer, like, okay, who would have thunk that? No scientist, no reasonable scientist would think that. So what are some, it's like,
there's a lot of limitations for a lot of things, you know, and when money's not an object, you still have limitations, you know, from a feasibility standpoint, especially when you're talking about technology and gadgets. And something that, you know, has come up a lot is with security cameras and different, you know, things being like being disconnected, wires being cut, things like that. So, you know, redundancy is great, you know, to have the cameras in all the places, but also have cameras on cameras so you can see, you know, what's happening in the cameras. So.
You shall see.
Because, because that is something big that was happening when NIDS was investigating the ranches. Their cameras weren't as high tech and they didn't have as many of them, but I know that there were some cameras getting torn off and some weird things happening in the morning. So I don't have a suggestion right now for you to investigate better those areas, but I'll think on it.
No, that's awesome. I wanted, the reason I said that is I wanted to give you like an idea of where to go with it, because one of the ones I've been talking about, you know, from the book was the dogs, you know, how the dogs had gotten attacked. And it's like, well, if that is in fact the case, and they know the location, could there potentially be DNA left behind in the dirt to be looked at to see if there's any trace of, you know, any kind of organic material that remains, that is an animal or something like that. That's the kind of stuff that I feel like if you get more people thinking on these types of topics that you can really, and I'm not saying we do that or anything like that. I'm just saying like, these are, you know, they're like, TJ, shut up. No, we're not doing that. no, it's, I think stuff like that is just interesting to explore other ideas that they, you know, maybe aren't aware of. So
that's anything to lead to more trace evidence.
You may or may not do this on the show, but you know, with the digging episode we just saw, or not digging episode we just saw, you know, made me think of ground penetrating radar, and that'd be cool to do. If you can't dig, do ground penetrating radar. But the ranch is kind of big; it'd be a little difficult to do that over the entire ranch. But you know, certain locations, if you're interested to see what's below Skinwalker Ranch, it'd be kind of fun.
No, I'm right there with you. I'm still trying to find somebody who can do ground penetrating radar with a drone. I've been looking for that. I cannot find anyone. That GPR or gold hunting for with the drone and covering a ton of ground quickly. So if you know anybody, I'd love to talk to them. I don't know if that exists. Yeah, I don't know if it exists, but whatever. A boy can dream, can't he? God,
yes.
Don't judge. Anyway, all right, cool, you guys. So should we wrap it up, do you think?
I'll just keep
on talking.
Next week. Yeah, there's always next week.
Next week. Awesome. Well, thank you both for doing this. I appreciate it. I think this is going to be awesome if we keep it going weekly. And next week, let's hope some people kind of start writing in. It'd be awesome.
Cool. Very awesome.